Princess Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Praise God. Praise God. Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, I just have to say this. I have the greatest producer ever. He puts such a big smile on my face each time I call, and he always says, hey, you're going to have a good one today. All right. So thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you. All right. I want to say welcome to each and every one of you. I'm not sure. You know, I can't see names yet. But I want to welcome you, those that I invited. I am so excited that you're here. I'm excited that you showed up to support me this day. And so I am, as he stated, I am Prophetess Demetria, and I was expecting a guest. Let me keep it real. And my guest didn't show up. So I am just going to blow in the mighty name of Jesus and let him have his way. And so, first of all, I'd like to start with the announcements. If you would like to speak to me and talk with me and we can chat it up back and forth, I have a number that you can call on. And let me pull it up for you here. And we can talk and chat, and that live number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And I welcome you to call, and let's talk about it. What do you believe is going on in this season? We know that we're not operating in fear. We canceled the assignment of fear. So we know that we are standing in faith. We are walking in faith. Amen. So also, if you would like to communicate with me by mail, I have an email address, prophetic55@gmail.com. That's prophetic55@gmail.com. And I will respond. Takes me a little time, but I will respond to you. Again, I thank you so much for joining me. On the last time that we were here, we talked about the spirit of fear not being a part of our lives. We talked about that if we did have any inkling of fear, we replaced it with faith. Amen. And we talked about how we stand on faith because God has given us the authority. Amen. We spoke about how he has given us the authority to walk by faith. Amen. He has not given us a spirit of fear. And we know that nothing by any means shall harm us. We know that we're not going to be hurt. Nothing shall come nigh our dwelling place. Amen. So I know throughout this week, you know, we've still been wearing our mask and we've still been keeping our gloves on, washing our hands, you know, showering and washing our clothes, not allowing our clothes to come into contact with our, you know, inside the house, you know, not coming in contact with your chairs and all those things. And definitely not walking it into your bedrooms. Amen. So you're just stripping the clothes off and washing them and start fresh. Amen. So also, we know that we are resisting the enemy, meaning in the ear gate, the eye gate, you know, especially the ear gate, because I had to stop turning on the news because it was coming so strong. Amen. And so when I turned off the news and I just began to pray and praying for God's people, Amen. And so that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to pray, open this up and pray. Amen. And just, pray along with me and be in agreement. Amen. That our God is an awesome God. Amen. Praise God. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on today. We thank you, Father God, for another Thursday, another opportunity to come before you. Hallelujah. And hear your voice. Amen. And the voice of a stranger we will not follow. Lord, we thank you for the listeners. Amen. All the listeners that are listening in. And we thank you and we praise you, Father God, that their hearts will receive, that they have no need to fear. Amen. And we just thank you and we praise you, Father God, that it falls on good ground. We thank you, Father God, that you speak through me what you desire for your people to hear in this hour, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray that it's all of you and none of me in the mighty name of Jesus. I love you, Lord. I trust you. And I pray that every listener will begin to trust you and love you in the name of Jesus and not lean to their own understanding. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to start, if we could, here. Again, like I said, God has given us the authority over the spirit of fear. Amen. And so I want to read John 15 and 5. And because that lets us know that we have the same power. Amen. We have the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is in our quickens our mortal body. Amen. So let's go to John 15 and 5. Bear with me here. I just want to pull that scripture up and see what we have here, because it's letting us know that the same power operates in us. Amen. So here we go. I'm having a little technical difficulties here, so bear with me. But God is good. The same power that's in him. Amen. Let's see. Glory to God. Amen. Okay, here we go. John 15. Everything is moving slow. I do apologize. Like I said, I was expecting a guest, and so. But as you know, I know how to flow in the name of Jesus. I trust him all the way. Amen. Praise God. All right, let's go here. All right. So remember, we were talking about that. He is the true vine. Amen. And we are the branches. And so we know that. In all things, we trust him. We stand in that tree, amen, connected to it, amen. And he cares for the branches, amen, connected to me by lifting and what he said, propping up the fruitless. That's what we do as true believers, amen. And so, you know that we must remain in life union with Jesus. And for I remain in life union with you is what Jesus said. He said, for as a branch severed from the vine will not bear any fruit. Amen. That makes it fruitless, right? And so your life, you don't want it to be fruitless. Amen. Because then you understand that you can operate in fear. You can be intimidated. Amen. But if you are connected to the vine, amen, if you're the branch connected to the vine, he said, I am the sprouting vine and you're my branches. Amen. I'm in John 15 and I'm reading from the Passion Translation. I just like the way it breaks it down and brings it to its, total understanding. He said, I am the sprouting vine and you are my branches. As you live in union, excuse me, with me as your source, fruitlessness will stream from you. fruitfulness will stream from you within you. Amen. And it says here that unless you live your life intimately joined to mine, amen. And we know that how do we continue in the intimacy with him? We stay in a prayer position, amen, praying and believing God and trusting him all the way. And it will stream from within you. But when you separate yourself, amen, what happens? You become fruitless, right? You become fruitless because you no longer are connected. All right? He said, but when you live separated from me, you are powerless. Amen. And that's fruitless. Amen. So my encouragement for you today is stay connected. Stay connected. You know, don't separate yourself, especially in this time that we're going through right now. Don't separate yourself from Jesus. Stay connected to him. And because he went on to say, if a person is separated from me, he is what? Discarded. Right? Because what happens when the branches fall off the tree? They don't put them back on the tree. Right? What happens? Those branches begin to fall and they gather them up and they throw them into a furnace and burn them. Right? Or throw them in a bag and trash them. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And so when he says such branches are gathered up and thrown into, let me go down here, thrown into the fire, you know, they take it and burn it. Now it's ashes. But if you live life union with Christ Jesus, amen, that's what he said. If you live with me, amen, that's what it said. And if my words live in you powerfully, okay? Not just, oh, well, I know that scripture and I know that word, but no, he wants it to be in you powerfully, meaning that, but if you live in life union with me, and if any words, right, live powerfully within you, okay, what does that do? Then you can ask whatever you desire and it will be done for you. So I'm using this scripture because I want you to know that during this time that we're in right now, there's no need for fear. Stay connected to the vine so that your branches will stay green and then you will stay powerful. You will not lose power because see, fear causes you to lose power. Amen. That's what fear does. But you want to stay walking in faith. You want to stay connected to the vine. That's where your power source is, in him. See, he's the vine. I don't want you thinking go connect to no tree. No. Don't take it there. I'm saying him. Himself. Amen. Stay connected to him. Demetria, how do I stay connected? Through prayer. Prayer in the word of God. Find those scriptures that connect with you. Find it connect with what you're going to. And if you have to hang out right here in John 15 and just learn how to stay connected to him, learn how to embrace him in this time that we're going through. Amen. Embrace him and you won't feel the impact. Amen. You know how sometimes when you see accidents, God forbid, I bind and rebuke every car accident. Everyone on this line has traveling mercy and traveling grace, you and your household. Amen. But I'm just saying that for an analogy, that the impact is hard if you're not buckled up. Amen. But here, what I would like to encourage you is to stay connected, stay girded up. Amen. Stay girded up. Be suited. Amen. Never become unsuited. Never become unconnected to the branch. Amen. To the vine. Because, listen, your life source is in the vine. I didn't say it. God said it. He said it right here in 15, that's your life source. Him in you. You in him. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I thank the Lord for the life source. It makes us powerful. It makes us not have to buckle down. Amen. We don't have to buck down and come back up under bondage to fear. Amen. We can stand firm and stand tall. It shall not come nigh my dwelling place. Amen. I'm covered in my house, in my car, on my job, in the store. Amen. Standing in my yard, I'm covered with the blood of Jesus. I'm within the right power source. Amen. And I have the authority. Come on, somebody. I have the authority. Grace has given us the authority. The anointed one. That's what grace is. The anointed one. He has given us the authority. Amen. To claim this power. Amen. He said, then you can ask whatever you want, whatever you desire. Amen. Amen. That's what I'm saying. It's a Mary out there. You want to know about Jesus. You want to ask him questions. Ask him. Say, Lord, I need this fulfillment in my life. Amen. And he will fill it. He'll fill your cupboards. He'll put gas in your car. He'll call somebody to come by and give you a full tank of gas. Amen. So you got to stay connected so you don't have to settle. You don't have to settle for just no anything. Amen. That's what this is to encourage you to do. Amen. So that you can live abundantly. He said, but if you live in life union with me, I'm repeating it. And if my words live powerfully within you, then you can ask whatever you desire. And it will be done. Amen. And when your lives bear abundant fruit, what happens? You demonstrate that you are my mature disciples who glorify the Father. Amen. So, in other words, he's saying that if you are a part of the branch, your power, we know it's not natural. Amen. We know that you're not plugging yourself up to no electrical socket. Amen. So we know that it has to do with being connected to the vine that's given us the full power. We don't have to stand down. Amen. And say, oh, well, it's here and I'm going to go in and take it. No, 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 no. You do not have to take, you do not have to receive anything from the enemy. You tell him, take his stuff and get. Amen. The blood of Jesus covers you from the crown of your head, the soles of your feet. You and your household are made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. And no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. And every word that tries to come against you shall be condemned in judgment. You all know that one, Isaiah 54:17. Amen. So come on, speak the word of God in your life. Do not dumb down right now. This is not the season to dumb down. This is not the season to allow the enemy to have his way with you. Amen. You stand down in Christ Jesus. Say, Lord, I am trusting you. I am believing you that it's all of you and none of me. Amen. Because I am a branch connected to the vine. Amen. He said he loves each one of us. And he's no respecter person. Amen. Stay connected. Do not operate in fear. There's a scripture of it says, do not operate in fear. What can man do to you? If you're in the palm of God's hand, and if you're in his hand, no man can pluck you out. Amen. Stay connected to the vine. Be a branch full of nourishment. Amen. So that you can nurture someone else. Amen. Praise God. I want to thank the Lord for Sister Joan. I thank the Lord for her being here in our midst. Amen. Joan, would you like to have words?
Well, I'm just in agreement with what you're saying about we should not be fearful right now. This is not a time to allow fear to be in our midst, because fear is torment. And that is
Amen.
not God's will. So I just thank God for this time tonight. It's encouraging. It's building ourselves up where we want. He don't want us to faint, cave in, or give up in this time. It's the wrong. It's not the right. Like you were saying, it's not the right time. We
Amen.
Are to move forward in Christ Jesus, because he is divine. That's where we get our strength from, our nourishment from. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. And you know, faith is a fruit of the Spirit. Amen.
Yes.
And that's where we get it from. We get it from the vine. We
Amen.
Get our faith from the vine so that we are able to stand.
Yes.
So praise God. I'm encouraged tonight. Thank you
Pray.
So much. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Man, yes, yes, yes.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you for the encouragement. Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God. Because we know that he is good. Amen. All the time.
Yeah.
He doesn't change. You know, we hear that as a cliche. God is good all the time. All the time,
all the time.
God is good. But you know, if you dig down into that, that good is very, very powerful, because the grace of God gives us the knowledge to know. Amen. That God is
yeah.
great. Amen. And I always like to use the word great, because great is more powerful than good. Amen. And for me, I like to say he's phenomenal. And then I'm still looking for some really, really powerful words to express how I feel. Amen. Is
yeah.
there anyone else on the line that's on the talker line that would like to share? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, I thank the Lord, because I know that I am flowing through this, and my advisor is standing through this. Amen. My brothers and my God sisters and all, everyone is standing through this and surviving and believing God. You know, people that you didn't even know that trust God, they are trusting God. Amen. Getting in their word and just following hard after him. Amen. Because we believe, and it's not hard to believe. Amen. I know my my adult children and my grandchildren, you hear them, you know, talking about the scripture and saying that God loves us and he's covering us and he's nourishing us, amen, and through this, you know. And that's the reason why I said that we have no need to fear, amen. God's faith, it is sufficient for us, amen. His grace, his truth, he is the anointed one. Amen. And he said over in verse 9, he said, I love each of you with the same love that the Father loves me. Amen. That's a great demonstration that he's loving us the same way God loves him. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. And so we have to continue, and I'm speaking about the love, because see, love, that is the main ingredient to the faith. That is the main ingredient to receive the authority from the grace of God. Amen. And so that's the reason why I'm talking about the love. Amen. You must continually let my love, is what he said, nourish your hearts. Amen. And we all know what nourishing is. We water plants, nourish them. We nourish ourselves because we put the right things in. Amen. For the nourishment. What? Water. You know what I'm saying? There are certain things that each and every one of us know that nourishes us. And it's satisfying. Amen. It keeps us from falling apart. And if you keep my commands, men, just love one another, you will live my love. Amen. Just as I have kept them. Amen. To be able to love each other unconditional. You know, he loves unconditional. Amen. And his love, what does it do? What does it do? It causes you to remove fear out of your heart, because love and fear can't live in the same place. Just like faith and fear. It can't love and live in the same place. Amen. He said, for I continually live nourished and empowered by his love. See, that just confirmed what I'm saying. It empowers you. It makes you powerful. The grace of God, the love of the anointed one, what is it doing? It's raised up in you by the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is some good food because we, a lot of us want to be empowered, amen, but we don't want to do what it takes to get it. You know, you just want to sit down and wait for it to receive it. No, you got to do what it takes. What do you have to do? You have to love. You have to trust God and let him love someone through you, amen. Because your love, hallelujah, this natural love does nothing. But the love of God will keep you. The love of God covers a multitude of sin. The love of God, come on, somebody. The love of God does a lot of things. Amen. Amen. Being empowered by his love, that's a mighty power. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. That's some nourishment. He said, my purpose for telling you these things is so that the joy, come on now, that's my part, the joy that I experience will fill your heart. What? To overflowing gladness. Amen. The joy of the Lord. Haven't y'all heard that? The joy of the Lord is my strength. Allow his joy to come upon you. You know what I'm saying? The joy of God. You laugh, you're smiling, you're happy. Yeah, we know a lot of stuff is going on. Come on, somebody. But when you pray, stay connected. Come on, to the vine. And let the joy of the Lord strengthen you. The love of God empower you. Let it fill your heart to overflowing gladness. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm excited about the move of God in my life. I like experiencing the move of God. Love each other deeply as much as he has loved. For the great, the greatest love of all is a love that sacrificed all. And this is a great love. Amen. The greatest Amen. Love. There is no other. For the greatest love, love of all is the love that sacrifices all. And this great love is demonstrated when a person sacrificed his life for his friends. He did that for us. He did that for us. The love of God being shared abroad in our hearts by what? The Holy Ghost. Who is the Holy Ghost? He is. Amen. He is. He's the comforter. He makes it all right.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank Praise you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right. That's right. And the way that we show this, I'm reading these scriptures and then I'm speaking on it because over here, in verse 14, he said, you show that you are my intimate friend when you obey all that I have told you to do. I have never called you a servant. Amen. So he loved us and took us in. It's like when you have a friend and you're not just a byproduct or a byword in their life, but you are a friend. They let you put your feet under their table. Amen. Come on, somebody. A friendship goes deep. The scripture says they stick closer than a brother. Amen. Or a sister, in that matter, if you only have sister. Friendship is real. And I love God, the way he breaks this thing down for us to understand. He puts it in his lowest common denominator. And if I could say nothing else, I just want to say that you stay connected to the vine. Be that branch that is, yes, you know, be the branch that's fully nourished and that you can pass it on. Amen. Uncut and uncensored. And I have to keep saying that because you can't, I trust me, I never want to be a byproduct or a byword. Amen. I want to be that true one. Amen. Because the love of God is shared abroad in me. If you need it, I got it. Amen. May not see it, but our Lord, sister, our brother needs this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, if you allow me to have it, I'm sharing it. Uncut and uncensored. Amen. It's called the love of God being shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. I keep talking about this fear because I don't want you to fear. Trust God. Walk by faith and believe him. He's loyal. He's loyal. He will never fail you. Amen. And, yes. And his grace gives you the authority to love. His grace. Amen. His grace, the anointed one. That's who he is. That's who shed his blood for us. Come on now. He shed his blood for us. He loves us for real. Amen. He's not faking. Amen. He's not fake. He did it for real. And you make a vow to get that personal relationship with him, you'll know that he did it for real. He'll show himself to you. Amen. He'll demonstrate his love. I'm a witness. I'm a witness. I lost my mom and my dad. And God is shedding his love for me, to me, through me. Amen? So trust him. Don't fear. Don't fear. Say, Lord, I'm putting on my mask. I got to go out here. Maybe you just want to go and get you some cases of water. Put your mask and your gloves on. Go on out there and get your cases of water. Come on back in the house. Don't fear. What can man do to you? Amen. You have Christ Jesus on the inside. Amen. Make a vow to operate in love. True love. Not that fake love. Well, oh, hey, love you. And then you move on and don't really love. Amen. It's just fake and phony. Stay connected to the vine so you can love for real. Amen. So the fear doesn't come in. And you could trust God with your whole heart. And know that God's grace is sufficient for you. Because he have given you the authority to love right here. He told you. Demonstrate it. Amen. Glory to God.
Yeah,
glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. You know, further on in this passage that you're reading, oh my God, he says, but I call you my most intimate friend.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. He says, for I reveal to you everything that I've heard from my Father.
That's right.
He's our intimate friend. Jesus,
yes.
He's intimate, is into me. He's into you.
That's right.
That's how we're one with him.
Amen.
He's intimate with us. Then in the 103rd division of the Psalm, verse 3, it says, this is David, one of David's praise songs. He says, he's talking about the Lord. He said, you kissed my heart.
Yes.
Oh. With forgiveness in spite of all I've done. You've healed me inside and out from every disease. That's an intimate friend. That's into you.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. That's a love, an undescribable love that he has for us. And it's not just for those that know, it's for the whole world if you receive it.
Amen. Give them that scripture. Give them that
Psalms 103, verse 3.
Amen. Because we want you all to you know, write these scriptures down, and or however you do your Bible, and then go back and read them. And read them. Yes. It ministers to you. It ministers to you. Go ahead.
Yes. Amen. And I was just want to encourage those that don't know him. He says that in Titus 2:11, he says that the grace of God has been revealed to everyone, the whole world.
Yes.
And it teaches you how to live godly lives. So what That's he's right. saying, it's available. It's a free gift. All you have to do is receive it.
Yes.
Amen.
So, amen. Yes. So that's, praise
that's
God.
That's love. That's intimacy.
Yes.
That's intimacy. Amen.
Praise you know. God.
Yes. Even when we were his enemies, he died for us.
Yes.
That's intimacy.
That's right.
Ooh, unconditional, relentless love.
Yes.
And he'll never change. Never change.
Amen.
Never. He declared it, and it is so.
Yes.
All you have to do is receive it. Yes, just receive it and say, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Take my life and do what you will with it.
Yes.
And his will is always good because he's divine. Amen.
Yes, he is.
We get everything from him, and he is all good. There is no bad, no darkness, nowhere in him.
Praise
you can trust him. Amen. You can trust him. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Amen. His loyalty is real. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And
the scripture in the 103rd Psalm, that was in the Passion Translation.
Yes. Yes. Miracles of kindness. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. I love that scripture. I shared that scripture, I think it was last month. And I was really, really impressed because I read it in this Passion Translation. And it brought another... it gave me another visual of him kissing my heart. Amen?
Yes.
Meaning that it's nothing he won't do. How many people can kiss your heart? Ain't nobody walking can kiss it. You can kiss your chest where the heart is, the natural heart is, but who can get in on the inside and kiss your heart and forgive you? And move on in the authority, hallelujah, that God has given us. Amen. By the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for this session, this meeting. Amen. It has been very fruitful, even to me. Amen. Glory to God. Because I've been healed in the name of Jesus, inside out. Amen.
Yes.
And that's what I believe, that every ear that has tuned in and listened in, they have been healed from the inside out. Glory to God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I just thank the Lord. I want to pray in the name of Jesus. And Joan, we're going to pray in agreement in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's anyone that is sick, anyone that's going through anything and that is going against the grain, amen. Well, we just want to believe God in the mighty name of Jesus. I keep hearing that name, Mary. And if there is a Mary listening, we want you to know today, while it is yet called today, that you are healed, amen, in every area of your life, amen. And Isaiah 54 covers you. It lets you know, amen, that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Amen. And then in 1 Peter, he let you know that you were healed already. Amen. So I want Mary and all the rest of you that are believing God for your healing, take it right now. Just take it. Amen. That there is nothing that God won't do for you. Trust and believe God. Trust his word. Trust that he has kissed your heart. Amen. You have been forgiven.
Yes.
2,000 years ago. Over 2,000 years ago, you have been forgiven. He's kissed your heart and forgave you. That's intimacy. Yes. You know, that's into me. You must see. Come on, somebody. Trust God. Yes. Trust him. Trust him. Receive your healing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. No, even in your own, wherever you are, in your home, your garage, your car, wherever you're listening, just trust God and say, Lord, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that my body is healed. My mind is healed. My finances are healed. My family healed in the name of Jesus. The eyes of my understanding have been enlightened today. Here at Authority Grace, glory to God. It's all him and none of us. Glory to God. Receive what you need from him today. In the name of, even if it's at the bottom of your feet, even if it's in the calf of your legs, even if it's in a toe, go ahead and believe God right now. And take it, glory to God, and say, thank you, Lord, for healing me right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Respiratory situations are being healed right now. That person that has a lot of phlegm is being healed right now. It's drying up. It's canceled. That assignment is canceled in the name of Jesus. You no longer have to claim it. Glory to God. Glory to God. And on our next meeting, which is April 30th, I want to speak about claiming stuff. Be careful what you say. Don't claim and speak stuff on your own life. Amen. You're healed. Go around and say, tell somebody, I was healed today. In the name of Jesus. I'm healed. I no longer feel overwhelmed. I'm here. Yes, I no longer feel depression. Come on, somebody. I no longer feel overwhelmed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mary, you take up your bed and walk in the name of Jesus. If you're in a chair, stand up. Make a few steps. And as you make those steps, Mary, you're going to keep on walking and you're going to feel the greatest today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Somebody out there said, well, my name is not Mary, but my middle name is Mary. Okay, but Mary is your name. So go ahead and receive what God has for you today in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, that arthritis in the hands, be healed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, someone feeling little pains on the side of their hands, be healed in the name of Jesus. It's not yours. Glory to God. No longer, no longer claim it as yours.
Yes,
you see, if you don't see it on your birth certificate, don't call it yours. Amen. Believe what God has already done for you. In the name of Jesus, you are healed this day. In the mighty name of Jesus. Someone was having chills and had on a sweater. Take your sweater off and know that you're healed. You no longer have chills and sweats in the name of Jesus by the grace of God. Hallelujah. And the power vested in me by the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. You are healed today. In
yes,
Jesus' mighty
you.
Name. In his mighty name. You're feeling a lot of pain in your legs. Hallelujah. Be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive that touch. Receive that touch that he's touching you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing the bodies of your people today.
Yes.
In the
yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
And the mind, the mind, the mind is being healed right now in the name of Jesus. That person that's operating in doubt and unbelief, but you're being healed right now because you hear the still small voice in your ear in the name of Jesus that you are healed in the name of Jesus. It's all God. It's all him in the name of Jesus. It's all him. Trust him. Trust him
yes,
today
thank you,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Cancel
thank
doubt
you.
And unbelief. Cancel it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And no good thing will he withhold from them that diligently seek him in the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank
Glory
you, Lord.
To God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for each and every person that was healed today. And I thank you that they will speak it out of their mouth and tell somebody, my life has changed today. Today, April 16, 2020, on a 6 o'clock broadcast at 6:47, I received my healing and I am no longer the same. And those of you that need to accept Christ as your personal Savior, receive him today. Say, Lord,
yes.
I believe. That's all you got to say is, Lord, I believe. I believe you. I believe your word. Hallelujah. It's true in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And I thank you. I thank you all so much for joining the broadcast. I thank you, hallelujah, for staying tuned in the name of Jesus. And I know that this word helped somebody today. In the mighty name of Jesus, your life will not be the same again. Amen. Because it's by the
Amen.
Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that we believe God. Glory,
yes.
glory. Hallelujah. Well, I want to thank you so much, hallelujah, for teaming up and joining with us. Joan, I thank you for tuning in. All of you that tuned in and you wanted to talk, but you felt a little uncomfortable calling in on an 888 number, maybe next time, maybe April the 30th, you'll tune in. Hallelujah. And join in the praise and worship with us because we're worshiping God. We're praising him because it's all him. It's not me. It's not Sister Joan. It's us together with the Holy Ghost on the inside of us. Because had he not been in us, we wouldn't be able to speak any of this. Amen. It's all him and none of me. Praise God. Glory to God. And I just want to say, signing off, Authority Grace loves you. And thank you so much for tuning in. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tune in to Authority Grace with Prophetess Demetria every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio. Station 1.